This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Westbound I-70 is opened between Loveland Pass and Silverthorne after last night's crash that killed a truck driver. Traffic headed west had to detour through Loveland Pass on US 6. CDOT says the multi-vehicle accident was caused by a semi-truck that crashed and caught fire. Officials say all lanes are open on I-70 after crews needed most of the day to clean up the wreckage. Denver Public Schools has broken ground on a commercial greenhouse to grow food for students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
DPS says its new 5-acre facility is the first district-based commercial greenhouse in the nation to grow salad bowl items. It will start growing tomatoes in the spring of next year and then add leafy greens and vine crops like peppers and strawberries for school cafeterias. The $4 million project is being financed by local and federal grants, along with bond funding from Denver voters and other district funds. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport will be the site of two new solar energy projects. Construction is underway and set to be completed next year. DIA says the projects will double the solar power generated at the airport and save about $25 million over 25 years. And Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera has gotten her COVID booster shot. She's 71 years old. People over 65, immunocompromised, or work in high-risk environments are approved for the shot. Chance of thunderstorms along the northern front range. There's a chance of isolated storms in the mountains and on the western slope. This is CPR News.